but we've had Hart County baskets. I've spent my whole, when I was a child playing marbles, my basket was a Hart County basket. My daddy was a preacher, and we were living in Atlanta, Georgia. And when I played at McClatchy Park playing marbles, I was pulling my marbles out of a Hart County basket. I remember Mama out on a clothesline. Her clothesline basket was a Hart County basket. She kept her clothespin in. Up here in Munfordville, our family home, our garden baskets, we've had a garden basket all our lives, and I still got two of them up there in the kitchen right now where we go in. I used one this morning to gather in some stuff. So baskets have always been part of our lifestyle. An interesting thing about it, in looking at these baskets, it's amazing how pervasive white oak basketry was in our people's lifestyles. We've got collection plates in here. We've got fans. We have children's school lunch baskets. We've got regular work baskets. We've got sewing baskets. We've got babies' cribs. We've got funeral baskets. It was a very important part of our everyday living. And a lot of people don't realize how pervasive it was in our lifestyles, because many of our people were literally living off the land. Everything they had came from where they could make or where they could produce. And the white oak basket and basket making was a very important part of their daily life, everything from funeral baskets to an egg basket.